grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus. I'm not the first person that has described this season in which we're living as a wilderness. A wilderness not of location, but a wilderness of a stage in life where we're not quite sure where we are and where we're going or how long it will take until our lives return to normal. And we're tempted in times of wilderness to give up hope, to begin to despair, or to think that there's no way out. And so my hope for us in our time together today and over the next 3 weeks is that we will look to Scripture to remind ourselves that the people of God have been in the wilderness before, and the good news is God has always been with us in the wilderness. I want to share with you a passage from Exodus. In the story of the people's deliverance from slavery in Egypt, God has sent the prophet Moses to proclaim to Pharaoh that he should let the people go. And after a series of plagues and signs and wonders, Pharaoh has relented and let the people of God go. And in the 13th chapter, we hear this. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was nearer. For God thought, if the people face war, they may change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people by the roundabout way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea. So the people of God have found freedom from slavery. And for the first time in 400 years, they're free. But their journey has just begun. This time of freedom begins in the wilderness, where God has decided that the Israelites must be formed and must be reassured that God will be with them in face of famine or destruction, war, and even in the face of death. God wants the people to understand this. And so he takes them on a bit of a further journey than they might have expected. As they make their way into the wilderness, Pharaoh, back in Egypt, has a change of heart. He surveys the damage that God has wrought in his kingdom. Ruined crops, a polluted river, and every family in Egypt mourning a death. Pharaoh's heart is hardened, and he changes his mind and decides that he cannot let Israel go free. And so he assembles his army and chases after them. The people of God are now wandering in the wilderness, not quite sure exactly where they're going and if they can still trust this Moses, and they begin to hear in the distance the hoofbeats of the approaching chariots of Pharaoh's army. Ahead of them is the Red Sea. They're literally stuck between an impenetrable sea and an imposing army bent on their capture or destruction. They begin to murmur. They begin to complain. They begin to lament. And someone comes to Moses and says, "Moses, were there not enough graves in Egypt that you've brought us out into this wilderness to die?" That's harsh. But to confess something to you, friends, there have been some times in recent days when I think I've felt that. Felt that sense of loss and grief. Felt that sense of unable to control anything and longing for Egypt, longing to go back to the way it was, even if it wasn't all that good, at least it was normal. The people in this wilderness moment cry out in anger and lament to God. And in response, Moses tells the people, Yeshua, God will save. I love that Hebrew word, Yeshua, God will save. They hold on to that promise as they approach the sea. And as they look to Moses, who has made a big promise, that in the midst of this wilderness journey, in the midst of this crisis, with Pharaoh's army behind them, with the sea in front of them, and with the wilderness all around them, Moses calls them to hold fast to that truth, Yeshua, God saves. The Israelites find themselves trapped between Pharaoh's army and the Red Sea. That sea is too large to swim across. It's impassable. They don't have boats. They have all of their livelihood, their possessions with them. There's no way to escape. They are facing certain capture and death. Just then, Moses stretches his hands out and cries to the Lord to deliver them. And the Spirit of God, the wind of the Lord, comes and begins to part the sea. Just then they realize that the wind that called forth dry land from the waters of creation, that same divine wind was coming to rescue them again. They begin to cross on the dry land. Pharaoh's army realizes that Israel is escaping again, and so they chase after them in astonishment. The Israelites then cross the whole width of the sea on dry land, and they reach the other side. Their safety is not yet secured because they look back and they see the army following them. And so Moses raises his arms again and cries to the Lord for deliverance, and the waters rush back. The army is drowned. Their foes are defeated. They have been saved by the strong arm of the Lord. They turn and look across and see the army defeated, their victory secure. They look up and they see a pillar of cloud, recognizing that God is with them. Yeshua, God, saves. And they know, without a shadow of a doubt, for the rest of their life, God is with them. And not even the seas have to be feared. Not even the armies of Pharaoh have to be feared. The wilderness journey is still ahead, but they believe and know for certain, Yeshua, God, saves. After the people of God found freedom from Pharaoh's army at the Red Sea, they continued to journey in the wilderness. And for 40 more years, they will wander in the wilderness, God teaching them lesson after lesson about how God is with them no matter what. All they have to do is trust in Him, even in the midst of wilderness. And this whole story of Exodus and the story of God's deliverance of the people becomes an important memory in the people of Israel. It is the memory of their freedom from slavery, a memory of their salvation from death, and a memory of how God brought them through the wilderness to the promised land. And any time they saw a sea, whether it was the Mediterranean Sea, the Sea of Galilee, anytime the people of God, Israel, saw a sea, they could remember how God saved them. Yeshua, God saves. Any time they heard the hoofs or the chariots of an approaching army, they could remember Yeshua, God saves. Anytime they found themselves in wilderness or in exile or in a place where they did not know how or when the end would come, they could hold fast to that promise, Yeshua, God saves. They could remember when they were in the wilderness and God saved them. After 40 years of wandering, the people of God came to another body of water, the River Jordan. And after 40 years of the wilderness, they finally crossed into the promised land, still holding on to that promise, Yeshua, God saves. So, my sisters and brothers, where do you find yourself these days? I know the easy answer is for most of us at home. Staying at home, working from home, taking our classes at home. But more than the physical location, friends, where are you today? Do you find yourself in a time of wilderness? Facing economic uncertainty, facing a job loss, facing illness. Do you hear that sound of an approaching army? And do you look across and see an impossible Red Sea in front of you? Or simply, do you find yourself in the wilderness, not exactly knowing how long we'll be here? Wherever you are, the good news is that you can raise your hands and pray. Pray for the God who is with you. Pray for the God who loves you. Pray to the God Yeshua, God who saves. And remember that we've been here before. It doesn't make it any easier. But the people of God have been in the wilderness before. And they held on to that promise, Yeshua, God saves. One more thing. Yeshua is Hebrew. And as Moses and the Israelites in the wilderness would cry out in Hebrew, Yeshua, God saves. Thousands of years later, Yeshua is pronounced differently in Aramaic. In Aramaic, Yeshua is pronounced Jesus. And in Jesus, we see the living embodiment of God's promise to always be with us, to never leave us, to save us from our sin, to save us from death itself, to walk with us in the wilderness and through the wilderness to the promised land of rest and of home and of life eternal. Yeshua, Jesus, God saves. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance to you and give you peace. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.